This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to The Single Life, where we delve into everything to do with being fun, fabulous and single in this fast-paced world.
And you're on Joy 94.9, listening to The Single Life with Johnny Lemon.
Hey, hey, hey.
And myself, MDK. And Tan was meant to be here, but she is running a few moments late. I think she's coming from a date, actually, so that's a little bit exciting.
Ooh, that's so exciting. But you know what's even more exciting?
What?
I just popped my cherry on the panelling.
Oh, wow. How exciting.
Sounded so much more filthier than I intended to.
It's excitement all around here tonight, isn't it?
I'm pushing the buttons, maybe.
Oh, yeah. So not only is it our second last show for the year, but it's also our second last show before we take a well-deserved three-month break to find ourselves some summer lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit exciting. So tonight's show is all about getting dumped and betrayed. Yeah, that's not so exciting.
We thought the last show was a little bit too happy and we didn't want to have two happy shows in a row. And so the next one is going to be super happy and this one is going to be a little bit bitter and angry.
Like. Yeah, we're bringing it down a level.
Yep.
So yeah, we're not talking about necessarily the fun things about dating, but look, these things need to be spoken about nonetheless, don't they?
Oh yeah.
So yeah, tonight is all about betrayal and being dumped. So why don't we, if you've got any stories of betrayal or being dumped, whether you've been betrayed or, you know, you were the betrayee.
I really expect all of you to send in some really juicy stories because, let's face it, everybody's been dumped, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Unless you're like one of those people that like light shines out of their bum holes because they're so popular and they do all the dumping.
But no. I thought that might have been you, actually.
No. Yeah. For a while there, it was me being dumped more than not. And then I had to like put more numbers up until eventually the average evened out.
Oh, God. Well, I'm excited to hear some of your stories. And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. We're with myself, MDK, and Johnny. And tonight we're talking about betrayal and being dumped.
Oh, yes.
Not fun topics, but we'll try and make them a little bit fun.
And we have to give a shout out to Brody, who helped us pick the topic this week on our Facebook page.
Thank you, Brody. Yeah, we put out a call during the week and said if anyone's got any questions that they'd like answered or topics they'd like covered, and Brody suggested this one. So thank you.
Thank you, Brody.
Thanks, Brody. So what, Johnny, what's been happening on your week? Any dates? Anything to report?
Yeah, sort of. I went out to the movies last night.
Yeah.
And borrowed somebody's car to get home in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. And before then, like Christmas parties.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're fun. I had one with my regular day job and that wasn't as exciting. It was like going to an RSL for dinner
and
watching some people sing karaoke really badly. I'm like, yeah, love you guys, but I'm out of here.
I'd rather watch paint dry myself. Yeah. I haven't had any Christmas parties yet.
Oh,
mine are coming up.
Let's have one for just The Single Life.
Yeah, why don't we?
And the people on our Facebook page.
Yeah, cool. If anyone wants to come, yeah. We'll think of something. We'll think of something fun.
Just be like, we'll meet you at a bar somewhere.
Well, we'll have to do it before my holidays because, you know, I'm going to Perth and then New York.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait.
How's the prep for big NYC going?
Well, I have been bantering online with a few people and I have to give a special shout out to Brian Ferguson from New York, who I've been having a bit of banter with. I originally rejected him, but no, he's quite funny. So I've been continuing the banter.
Personality is the best.
It is. I know. And look, I didn't reject him because he was ugly or anything. It was just like, I just looked at his profile and I was like, bull. So
doesn't sound very nice.
I sent the nice, polite, look, thank you for your note, but I don't think we have anything in common. And he just came back with all these reasons why I should talk to him. And, you know, it was kind of funny. So yeah, the banter has been continuing. So we'll see what happens there.
Well,
apparently I'm going to meet him on the Brooklyn Bridge on the 29th at midnight.
That sounds really romantic.
I know,
actually.
Doesn't it? It was my suggestion.
Is he going to show it with roses? Like, what was that TV show where they did that?
I don't know.
I think it was...
There was something on Sex and the City.
Yeah, that might have been
it. Where they met on the Brooklyn Bridge if they wanted to be with each other. And they did. They both did.
So you could potentially be starting a relationship on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Maybe.
And then once you have like your big falling out, you'd be like, I'll meet you at that place.
Again. So
our
we can
special
reconnect.
Place.
Well, we'll see if it happens. Who knows? Who knows? It might not. But anyway, we'll keep everyone updated. Because I know everyone wants to hear. And I think Tan's on a date tonight. She's still not in. That's not good for her. But we're happy.
Yeah,
we're fine.
This. I'm in control of all the buttons now.
I know. It's great, actually. We've had an SMS in from Megan, who says, I basically dumped someone after just thinking things through for a few days. But the tipping was me listening to a song called I Want Out by Halloween. It was Seinfeld-like. P.S. Should play I Want Out for me, please.
Nah.
Johnny, don't dump her like that.
Oh, well, it's the theme of the show.
I know.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You are listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, and I've always wanted to say that.
Because I love it. You've got a little bit of a spring in your step when you say that, Johnny.
I do. It's the... I was going to say the wrong word. It's the adrenaline.
Or maybe it's the fact that you love being single.
Yeah, I'm sort of single.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, sort of.
If I was on Facebook, my relationship status would be, it's complicated.
Oh, God. Well, okay, let's read some SMSs and some messages that we've got. We've got here one from Peter from Port Melbourne, who said that he actually betrayed a lover by putting pictures of his ex in compromising positions up online after they'd broken up.
Isn't that illegal?
I'm not sure.
What was this guy's name again?
Peter from Port Melbourne.
Peter from Port Melbourne, I'm reporting you.
No, look, maybe he was taking revenge, which was another topic which we had the other week, wasn't it? And we've got a message from Brody, who, thank you, Brody, for picking tonight's topic, says, when I was about 22, I just started seeing someone and went away for 2 weeks for a wedding, only to find out by text message a friend had taken advantage of that fact while I was away and started shagging. That's a bit of a betrayal.
Yeah.
And dumping at the same time.
I usually wait until they've broken up before I move in on either one of them.
Yeah, especially if they're in the circle of friends.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to actually be joined by Tan in the studio
Speaking
now.
Speaking of friends.
Oh, we thought you betrayed us. Gone out on a date tonight.
I did actually betray you. I blew you off for a piece of pavlova.
Oh, great.
If I had a dollar for every time someone told me that.
Oh, yes. We're glad that you're in here now.
It's good to be back.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness you're here. Tan.
Yo.
Were you on a date?
Nah, unless you call a date going to a lodge dinner with a bunch of 80-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. Well, in my books, I do like an older man, so I would have fitted in perfectly
you
there.
You would have loved it. There
Damn.
Grandpas everywhere.
You betrayed me by not inviting me.
Yep, I want them all to myself.
Oh, gosh.
And the grandmas too.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, have you ever been betrayed?
Have I ever been betrayed?
That's a silly question.
Another one of my middle names. I don't even know where to start in the betrayal notes.
We'll be here all night.
Should I start with the big one or should I build?
No, let's just go straight into the big bang.
I think the worst one was when I was betrayed by a friend. I didn't know the friend that well, but what they did, I still can't even believe to this day how they can sleep after doing this. Basically, I liked a girl, and this girl, Allie, rings me, and I tell her I like this girl. So Allie says, I'll help you with the girl. Give me her number. I give her the phone number, and then she hits on the girl after she told the girl that she was going to help me.
That's horrid. Like,
that's insane. And it's insane. And the reason she gave for doing it, she said, I don't know Tanya that well. So okay.
That can be legitimate sometimes.
No, stabbing someone in the back isn't justified in any sense.
No, you don't say to someone, I'll help you out, and then
take the number. Yeah. Okay, Johnny, so.
Johnny, come on.
Depends how good of a friend I am to this particular person.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. We weren't that good of friends. It's just that it's so dodgy to say, I'll help you, and then do the exact opposite. Like, it was just, I couldn't even believe it. And then about 6 or 12 months later, I think she added me to Facebook. Are you serious?
Come on.
Are you serious?
What a snake.
Yeah. Well, they say that the saddest thing about betrayal is that it never comes from your enemies, it comes from your friends.
I heard that the other day. Where did you get that quote?
Oh, really?
I thought it was a Gandhi quote or something. It might have been.
Okay. I'm not claiming it as my own. It could be from Gandhi.
Maybe it was just Oprah, or I don't know.
Potentially. A lot of good people out there have talked about betrayal in their lives because we've probably all been betrayed by someone at some point.
And that's dumped.
Right. And dumped, true.
Yeah, well, that's right, because you wouldn't feel betrayed if it was from an enemy.
But I'll be honest, I don't think I have ever been dumped.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever dumped anyone.
So you don't, really?
I'm on the opposite side. I mean, I usually just, the relationship just gets weird and we never properly end it. So nobody's
really. It just
really,
fizzles out.
It just fizzles.
All these half relationships that may still be going on in someone's mind.
No. But all the other ones, I've been dumped. So, yeah. I'm the dumpy and you're the dumper.
Well,
so let's compare notes.
I'm not really.
I go both ways.
Yeah. You're a half-halfer.
Okay.
I'm a full dumper.
Well, I'd like to be a dumper because it would hurt a lot less. But
that's not entirely true.
Yeah, it isn't. That's correct.
Well, I've started to learn that it's not easy to dump someone, even though I've never done it. I can see now why it's hard because of the reaction of the other person.
It's
the emotions.
Hard. You don't want to hurt the other person if you actually genuinely care for them. If you don't care for them, then who cares?
It's being responsible for somebody else's feelings. That's the hardest part. And like the guilt, whenever I dump anyone, it just eats me up and I can't stand it. So then I've had actually more on one occasion taken somebody back because I felt so bad about it. And then I realized that was really, really wrong. Because I had to end up dumping them again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've done that too, actually. That happened quite a few times.
No.
They kept coming back and I just felt so horrible and
It hurts when they beg.
Well, do you know what I ended up doing? I ended up going overseas for 2 months just to get away from this person. I went and lived in Thailand for 2 months just so there was no communication, there was nothing.
For a buffer.
Wow.
So I could get away. That was the only way
you could do
I could get away from this person.
Well, yeah, that's difficult. If you tell the truth, they're going to get upset. And then if you lie, then you've betrayed them.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I think the best thing to do is just explain yourself and your reasons. Mm. And they can't question your reasons. They can't tell you your reasons are wrong.
Yeah.
And whatever you do, don't tell white lies because they're just as bad as big ones.
Like,
I mean, it's sometimes the hardest thing about being dumped is not necessarily that they're breaking up with you, but you find out later on the lies that they've told you.
And then you've thought about it wrong way for like 6 months and it just does your head in.
And then you feel like an idiot and you've wasted your time.
Exactly.
And you can never trust anyone ever again. Like me.
Yes, well, later on I've prepared a list of dump don'ts.
So. Oh.
No, dump don'ts.
Hang on.
Is this speaking from experience? Your dump don'ts list.
I suppose, what made me feel bad, so don't do it.
Well, I'm actually excited to hear about these don'ts. And we'll come back in here, Tans.
Dump don'ts.
After these short messages.
The Single Life, Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
To The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where tonight we're talking about betrayal and being dumped. And I might just let everyone know we've got Jerry in the studio again.
Hello.
Jerry, it's great to have you back.
Hi.
I know that you wanted to come and listen to Tan's
dump don'ts. Indeed, I need some tips, so that would be great.
Yeah, take it away.
Wait,
girl.
Jerry, are you a dumper or a dumpy?
Oh, a bit of both. I've been dumped and I've dumped.
Okay. Oh, you're like Johnny.
Yeah, I have to say, being dumped, quite civilised.
I think you might be an older version of Johnny.
Johnny, look
at
your
future. That's okay with me. I'll be more than happy.
Actually, we were all saying last week, Johnny was saying, oh, it'd be better if Jerry was 10 years younger. And I was like, oh, well, it'd be better if Jerry wasn't gay. And then Tan was like, well, it'd be better if Jerry was female.
Yeah.
So we all want you, but we can't have you. Anyway, take it away.
Jeez, just blown away.
Totally blown away.
Okay, so dump don'ts. Number one, don't do it in text. I think that's that's a chicken. That's a chicken's way out. Number two, don't keep the relationship going to suit you, Johnny. Set them free as soon as you know, or you'll lose a friend.
I just get jealous though when they're sleeping with other people. So.
But you don't want them, so sorry, let them. Like,
doesn't mean anyone else can have them.
But you want to sleep with other people too, so it's okay.
Yeah, but that's different because that's me.
Double standards. Yeah. Okay. Number three. Don't lie. Lay out where you see them fitting. If it's just whatever sex or a casual buddy, and it's not a relationship, lay it out. I know it hurts. It stings for a bit, but then they'll get used to it.
I agree. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah. And then number four, answer their questions. Like when you break up with them, answer the questions, but don't do it for an hour or it'll just go around a circle.
Yeah, that is very true.
I didn't dump this person I'm referring to about that. She told me she was basically in love with me after meeting me for one day, so I wasn't breaking up with her. But I had to answer questions for an hour, and then the next time I saw her, I had to answer more questions, and it's like, come on, I've already overworked here.
Yeah.
Like, I was never interested.
I've been in that situation where I've had to answer the questions over and over and over, and you know what? Yeah. I just got to the point where I just took them back as a lover because I was like, I'm so done with answering these questions. Let's just get back together. It's so much easier.
I don't want any more questions.
Yeah, I can't do the questions.
Get back together. Oh, boy.
Efficiency, I like it.
I think Michelle's got the dump do's. Not the dump don'ts. Okay.
So, any more?
Well, I think that's official list.
Quick questions. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been surprised with being dumped?
Yes. 1 minute we're saying I love yous, and then the next day it's over. Not feeling it.
Yes, I recall once. Mostly I've seen it coming, but once I didn't see it coming, and I was kind of taken aback.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take to get over that one?
I was okay, but it was more the kind of, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
And then we had the whole speech, and once she started the speech, I kind of went, I can see what's coming. And then I was like, can we, cut to the chase?
Yeah, let's just kill it off now.
Speaking of I love yous, though, that just made me remember something. One of the best ways I've ever dumped somebody is by making them dump me, by telling them prematurely I love them. So then that freaked them out so much that they're like, okay, I didn't need to talk to you. So then they broke up with me and I was like, yes, win.
Preemptive breakup.
So try that one at home, folks.
Yeah. Reverse psychology.
I think the most surprised I ever was earlier in the year I was dating a girl and she's like, it was new, it was a few weeks, and she's looking into my eyes and telling me how, this is going somewhere and how it's more than just sex and all this sort of stuff. And then the next day, just cold, nasty bitch. Like, just
how does that happen?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking 1 minute you're telling me we're going somewhere and then you wake up the next day and you're just being horrible. And it was just because she wasn't feeling it and she just decided to keep stringing it along for another few weeks. It's like, you didn't have to do that. You could have just said, this is just casual, this is just fun, we're good friends, that's it, No, the honesty. And I was just in complete shock. It was like dating a con woman, even though it was only for a few weeks. Like, the deception was just so, I was betrayed.
The catfisher.
No, the catfisher. Never even met the catfisher. She's still online occasionally.
Oh,
and
no.
I can't even be bothered with her anymore.
I'm really sorry I even brought that up.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about betrayal and being dumped tonight. And we've just had an SMS through from Geordie, who says, my first boyfriend dumped me over Facebook. We were together for about 6 months, and out of nowhere, he just messaged me saying these exact words. I pretended to love you the whole time, and you need to do something about your weight. Geordie says, I'm a bit of a stocky guy. He was a bit of a loser and never spoke to him again. And fair enough.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's
you don't
just
deserve
like,
to be talked to
it's
like
disgusting
that.
Disgusting being dumped by Facebook. It's immature. Yeah.
No,
it's like being dumped by text.
No, but even worse, what he said.
True.
Ugh. That's just bad.
It's a bit of being a bit of a coward.
Some people just have no conscience.
I think maybe I don't know, maybe this...
I thought you were about to say you have no conscience.
That's just mean. Yeah, I mean, what happened to the old, you know, it's not about you, it's about me.
It's not you, it's me.
If I had a dollar for every time I used that and actually meant it, I'd have like $10.
But I mean, just say, you don't even need to be harsh by saying, I pretended to love you the whole time or anything about someone's weight. Yeah. I mean, you can just say, look, I'm not that into you anymore.
That's right.
Or just something like, you know, nice or, you know, yeah, blame it on yourself.
Yeah. So John, when Johnny says it's not you, it's me, what do you mean by it's you?
It's usually, let's use a recent example over the last couple of months. I had to end something with someone because I wasn't committed to it. And I'm like, it's not... They're perfectly fine in every way. And like,
that sounds like it is them.
No, well, actually, it kind of was. But it's like, they're not right for me. So it's not you because you're fine. You would make a good partner for somebody else. And like, they tick the boxes in a lot of different things. It's just like, we didn't have a lot in common. So my fault that I don't like what you like.
I thought you were only supposed to use it's not you, it's me when you need like time to yourself or something.
Well, there's
like,
that too.
you just need to go and be single for a while or something.
Or I start to get like the crazy dating brain thing going on where it's like, because I've been scorned so many times in the past. And when it starts to get a little bit serious, I'm like, no, can't do this. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to need to end it. Not ready.
You don't start to preempt the scorn, do you?
Yeah, no, it's just like there's a switch in my head just gets flicked and it's like, don't trust them, something's going to happen. You know?
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, if you've been burned enough times.
Mm. But you seem to do that about anything. You're like, oh no, something wrong's going to go happen tonight. You know, can't cope.
I said that earlier on. I'm like, oh, Tanya's not coming.
These two freaked out at the thought of pushing the buttons, but they're doing okay.
We're doing more than okay, girlfriend, sitting over there 20 minutes late. Mm-hmm. And we've decided to keep Jerry in the studio with us.
Yes, I'm feeling very honoured tonight. I'm getting extra time.
Well, you're not in next week, as we just found out.
Yes.
And that's our last show for the year. So we wanted to keep you in for the rest of the show. We're hijacking you and keeping you in here.
When you hijack, you're usually taking them from somewhere or something. But
yeah, we're taking him away from his duties in the front desk.
Well, don't forget anyone who wants to call in that I can actually hear the phone in here. So please call in, text in or email in.
Yeah, call instead of texting, then he has to run all the way out.
Yes.
Yeah.
The phone number is 1-300-JOY-949 to make Jerry do a bit of work. Jerry, have you ever been betrayed or betrayed someone?
Oh, look, I was trying to think of that before. I would say... I reckon I've been more likely to betray than have been betrayed.
What? Jerry's a dark horse.
Oh, you've got a different opinion of you now.
There's been a few times in my life things have happened and, look, I was comfortable with the decision, but I also thought that this could, like, the other person or the other scenario could be very bad for me in the long term. But mostly that worked out okay. I'm much more practiced at being dumped or dumping.
I thought you were going to say I'm much more practiced at being betraying people. That's not good.
You haven't dumped anyone via text, though, have you?
No, I'm 49, so I've been doing this since before the internet.
Yeah.
Before
catfish existed.
Yeah, so the Facebook thing is new for me. Although, luckily, recently I've worked with a few youngies and they explained how you break up with people on Facebook and text them and stuff. The only thing that I've learnt from people of my era who've followed the trends of communication is don't text anyone after a late night.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Drunk text.
Yes, or while you're still out.
That's always tragic in the morning. And in my era before mobile phones, that was more... tended not to be texting. It tended to be you would go home in love with somebody and then the next morning it would be... the cold light of day.
God. And then the walk of shame home.
Yes.
I actually like sending text messages when I'm out in the town.
Yeah.
Because it's like mine aren't usually breakup ones or not sloppy enough to say romantic stuff, but I like to send crazy messages to people and then I look at them in the morning like, oh, Johnny, what a riot.
Yeah. Well, I'm too nervous to send them sober. So it's the only way. It's the only way, Jerry.
Yeah, well, I'm learning lots. Like, I'm not even on Twitter yet or anything like that, but I've been practicing my hashtags. And so for when
hashtag
I do...
Hashtag without betrayal.
Can you do hashtags... Do you break up with people on Twitter?
Well, you could, but sure it's very public.
Did you get a roll on or whatever it is?
It's like doing it on your Facebook wall.
It's like, over. Yeah, you're not telling them directly. You're telling everyone else that knows them.
500 friends.
That you are dumping them and that's embarrassing.
That's orcs.
That would be a sort of a bit of a betrayal, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Severe betrayal.
Severe. Jerry, just don't do that. I think you need to stay away from technology, my friend.
I think so.
Please. You can do the old-fashioned dumping face-to-face, whereas we'll leave the dumping via text to Johnny.
I don't think I've ever actually done that before.
No?
I might have done it to one person, but that was like after we already had a fight and then went off our separate ways. And it's like, I'm so angry at this person that I don't want to speak to them in person, and they don't have anything that I own, and like we didn't lend each other DVDs or anything. So I'm like, well, you know what? I just don't want to see you again. So I text message and like, that's it, wherever.
Yeah, it's tough when you've got the property.
Yeah, I kind of like, if I say to you, oh yeah, can I get my DVDs back this week? It's probably not a good sign.
You've got to get the DVDs back and then end it or else.
Or naked photos or videos.
Oh, I know.
You have to get them all deleted.
Yeah.
You're both like,
I'm thinking that'll be bad, but I can't say I've done that.
One of my exes actually took photos of me while I was sleeping once. That was a bit dodge.
You need to wipe them.
Drooling on the pillow.
That to me, it just screams betrayal, like when something goes wrong.
I wasn't naked. It was just weird.
Oh, my ex was when I did it. He looked like a shriveled raisin. That was really
Was he 100 years old?
No, but he looked 100 years old.
Was he a bit dehydrated or something?
I could have been. It was after a late night. It was just like he was in the fetal position, kind of like lying on his side and like looked like a fetus. It was weird, but a shriveled one.
Look, the most amazing story I've ever heard about the dumping or betraying or whatever was someone who decided that they had actually been dumped, but they rang up the other person to make sure that they were understood that they had dumped them first.
Okay.
So it was like this competition.
That's like the "you can't fire me, I quit" type thing.
I call that the delusional dump. You've just dumped them, but they don't want to believe it, so they just start going, "Oh, look, it's over. That's it." Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's
like, "No, I won't let you dump me.
Yeah,
we're still together."
It's immature. Mm. No, the delusional dump.
It's kind of funny though.
It is. It's sad.
It was funny, and I agree. Delusional kind of was what struck me at the time.
Like the other night, I was at a sort of a gay-friendly bar, and a man came up to me, and I said, "I'm gay," or I said, "I don't want to waste your time," and he goes, Yeah, no worries. Yeah, look, I don't want to waste your time, love. And then walks off. And I was like, I just said I don't want to waste your time. You can't flip it around and then say that to me, especially when I'm gay and you're a man. It's just, you're not even in with a shot.
You know what the worst ones are? It's when you apparently get dumped by someone, or you think that you're dumping them or they're dumping you, but then they say, no, we were never really together.
Yeah.
What?
You thought this was a relationship?
Yeah, I just spent like 2 months of my life seeing you every single week and we weren't together. What is that then?
That's just sad.
That's selective memory is what that is.
I gave my flower to you. We were together.
Oh, gosh.
That's a quote from Friends, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone says deflower anymore.
Oh, no. There was a very, very funny episode about her giving up her flower, which I enjoyed
like
very much.
Like it's a special prize. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, friends, that comes to another end, an end to another week on The Single Life.
Our penultimate episode.
I'm really sad that next week's our last one for the year. So next week we'll be talking about holiday romances, how to cope during the holiday season when you're not with someone, or how to, if you've just met someone, do you give them a Christmas present, or whose family do you go and visit, theirs or yours? So we're going to be tackling everything to do with holidays. Also how to meet people during the holidays as well, because that's always fun.
Yeah.
Always a bit of festivities.
When is it too soon to give a Christmas present?
I know.
It's never too soon.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No, because it can be too full on if you've just met and then you Christmas present.
Well, I also
present.
Think listening to you guys before that going to New York is a good way to meet people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm already online, Jerry, talking to a few people here and there.
Michelle's already catfished half of New York.
Well, I'm catching the catfishes of New York. That's all I can say.
Yep.
So next week it'll be... Well, all will be three of us minus Jerry, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, thank you for being part of our show this year.
Oh, it's been wonderful, and thank you for inviting me.
No, we'll still have one of your dedications on next week, just in your memory.
And you're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.